This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, January 10th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will present its Masterworks 2 concert Saturday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The concert will feature Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5 and Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, featuring internationally acclaimed pianist Ching Yun Hu. Tickets available at 443-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a court in Washington and Madison counties is using a multidimensional approach to give some offenders a second chance. Jacqueline Froelich reports on the Adult Workforce Division Court. And labs at the University of Arkansas ask volunteers to help them figure out scientific questions about humans and their personalities.
First, during a tour of several sites in central Arkansas yesterday, U.S. Senator Mark Pryor outlined some of his top economic development priorities for the state in 2013. Economic development, job creation, rebuilding roads and bridges, and restoring bipartisanship relationships are his chief concerns, he says. After the November election, Senator Pryor is now the lone Democrat representing Arkansas in Washington.
The history of the Arkansas delegation in Washington has always been to work together. It doesn't matter what the party makeup is or what the personalities are. We have a history of really working together and making Arkansas the top priority. You know, there's 535 members of the House and Senate in Washington, but there's only six of them up there that are looking after Arkansas. Like I said, we've been successful in that, and we want to continue that.
Senator Pryor says the Senate has a strong chance of making a difference in the nation's debt and deficit this year through key pieces of legislation that could set the U.S. up for long-term growth. He says he supports tax reform proposals, wants to modernize the nation's regulatory structure, and says he would like to continue helping the state recruit new industries.
The results of a survey sent to voters in the Bentonville School District last month are in. And district officials will use those results to present a more favorable millage proposal to voters for a high school growth option later this year. District Communications Director Mary Lay says that one thing was clear from all of the surveys returned.
We learned that people that did reply how they felt that they did not want to support expensive athletic fields. Not everyone said that, but I mean, that was a well-stated document over and over again. But we had, as of yesterday, 3,936 cards from voters come back. That's approximately out of 9,100 that were sent out. And 2,334 people said, yes, they would support a second high school, understand the need, but it would have to come in at a lot lower of a cost. And it would have to be more pertinent to academic needs and less to athletic needs.
But scaled back athletic facilities was only one possibility raised by survey respondents.
We also had 682 said that they were interested in more of an alternative school. And sometimes they would also go on to say they wanted more of a vocational technology type program or just a smaller version of a school or maybe ninth grade go to back to junior high. And they had different ideas like that. And then 923 were very adamant that no matter what we asked for, no matter what, they would vote no.
We'll have more about the new millage proposal on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.
Access to a portion of Fayetteville's Dixon Street will soon be limited at the request of the University of Arkansas. Beginning Monday, Dixon Street west of Harmon Avenue will be limited only to authorized vehicles. That includes emergency vehicles, Razorback transit buses, and others, including drivers with university parking permits for adjacent lots. According to the university, the closure is necessary to ensure pedestrian safety, and the university has grown, it says, so has grown the number of students crossing Dixon Street during the day, mainly at McElroy Avenue. The section of the street will be closed between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. during the week, but the street will reopen to all traffic when pedestrian traffic is limited, such as weekends and holidays.
Arkansas schools have received a passing grade, though there is still apparent room for improvement. In its latest Quality Counts assessment, Education Week gave Arkansas a grade of 81.7, placing the state fifth behind Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia. The grade is a composite of several sub-areas. The state received above-average grades in the areas of standards, assessment, and accountability, transitions and alignment, and the teaching profession. But the state performed on par or slightly below the national average in the areas of school finance and the chance for success. The area where the state scored the lowest was the area of K-12 achievement. The state received a D grade, hampered by a poor score on current achievement levels. In a statement released today, State Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell says that the report validates the effective policies and reforms in the state's public education system, but that the report confirms that we must expect continued improvement in student achievement and seek innovations to expand learning opportunities.
With taxpayers soon receiving their annual tax statements, officials say there are several things to keep in mind. Mark Stieber, the chief tax officer of Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, advises taxpayers to talk with a tax professional about recent changes.
They'll enjoy a refund about like last year. There are some subtle changes. They probably need to talk with a professional to make sure that they didn't overlook something that they thought was gone. And most importantly, 2013 is going to be much different than 2012. So another good reason to talk to someone. But it is a good year for taxpayers. It's a good thing. We avoided the cliff, and it should be a good refund season for most everybody who filed.
In addition to choosing a tax preparer, Stieber says it's also good to file electronically with the IRS. And he adds, you already know this, that it's better to file as early as possible.
The group that produces the annual Wakarusa Music Festival on Mulberry Mountain has made its second announcement regarding the lineup for this year's festival. Joining the lineup are groups such as Umphrey's McGee, Dispatch, Calexico, and regional favorite, Ben Miller Band. One more lineup announcement is expected to be made 1 week from today.
A new federal study has found that gas drilling is not harming groundwater in the Fayetteville Shale Play. According to Talk Business, the U.S. Geological Survey sampled water from 127 domestic water wells in Van Buren and Faulkner counties and found no indication of contamination linked to hydraulic fracking. Surveyors looked for unusual amounts of methane and chloride concentrations, but the study found there was no statistical difference in groundwater quality between samples from water wells within 2 miles of gas production wells and samples from wells farther than 2 miles from the drilling activity. The report concludes while fewer water quality samples exist prior to the past decade, geochemical data suggest current water quality is derived from naturally occurring processes with no effects, it says, from gas production activities.
According to the National Weather Service in Tulsa, we can expect cloudy skies this evening with a 70% chance of rain. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 65 in northwest Arkansas and a high of 69 in the Arkansas River Valley. Increasing clouds tomorrow night with a low of 50 in northwest Arkansas and a 20% chance for showers and a low of 51 in the Arkansas River Valley.
Oh,